Well, it's a panel discussion that features our recent alums. Many of our alums settled in this area, and they're involved in some very creative and innovative new programs in healthcare, and we'd like to feature them.
And what are you going to be talking about?
We'll be talking about innovation in healthcare and the kinds of programs that they've implemented in their organizations and the new developments that they'd like to feature.
And Kelly, you are one of the alumni that will be returning. What's your focus going to be?
My focus will really be to give the hospital perspective in terms of innovation in healthcare and to give some examples on what Ellis Medicine is doing to really be at the leading edge of healthcare reform.
What is Health Home?
The Health Home is simply a model to enhance the continuum of care for patients in the community.
So that's different from home health care, where people don't go to the hospital, but they're taken care of at home?
That's true. Yep, it's all about keeping folks well in the community and trying to avoid readmissions and inappropriate admissions in the first place.
Mm-hmm. And what about patient navigation, doctor? What is that?
Well, patient navigation is a term used to help patients navigate around the complex health system. It's been initially used to describe the role of people that can help patients navigate through the halls of a hospital, but we've extended that in the healthcare industry to helping them navigate through the whole system. And there have been some real good advances in terms of customer service and patient navigation as part of that.
It's funny, customer service is a word you usually think of at a furniture store or something, not a hospital, but that's something you have to deal with now, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's really the kind of thing that will make healthcare more responsive and fair and equitable and meet the needs of the patient. And indeed, a lot of evidence shows that the happier the patients are, the more likely that they are to comply with the doctor's orders and to get better.
As we all await the Supreme Court decision on the president's Affordable Care Act, is health care, the discussion about health care, somewhat in limbo as we wait to see really how this nation is going to proceed in the next few years, over the next decades, in health care? Kelly?
I think that health care is always going to be surrounded with uncertainty, and I think there's always going to be some level of healthcare reform. The key really for hospitals overall, and particularly for Ellis Medicine, is to really make sure that we're not paralyzed by the uncertainty and to do the things that we know we need to be doing so that we're not being reactive to whatever mandates come down at the federal and state level, that we're really trying to be proactive. And so that's where the innovation really comes into play. But the key is really not to be paralyzed by that uncertainty and to do what we know is going to be best in the long run.
And doctor?
I couldn't agree more. There's nothing that will stop the progress in healthcare. Certainly, I think that almost everybody in the whole industry is looking at this very closely. But nonetheless, everybody's moving forward with very deliberate plans to not only care for their patients, but also to build a health system that's responsive and effective.
I recently read something that healthcare is where the jobs are now. And that if you're looking for work, the healthcare sector is hiring. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. There are jobs throughout the healthcare system. There's a lot of jobs. First of all, it's a huge industry. Mm-hmm. It's an enormous industry in our country, and there's a great need for healthcare workers at all levels. Certainly there's a shortage of physicians in certain areas. Certainly a shortage of nurses, and certainly a shortage of workers. Not every place is offering jobs at every single moment. So there's a lot of flux. And there's also consolidation in the industry, which will continue. But all the projections are that there will be continued employment opportunities in the industry.
Kelly, what are you looking for at Ellis? Nurses, doctors, everybody?
At Ellis, we will be seeing a shortage of nurses in the future. A lot of the nurses we expect to be retiring, and we are experiencing a shortage, not just in Schenectady County, but also across the region in certain subspecialties. And particularly in primary care, I think all hospitals agree that you can't have enough primary care physicians supporting your own facility. So absolutely nurses, but another point is just the level of education is just continuing to increase in terms of what we need. Folks with more of a business focus, we're really looking for MBA-prepared individuals to come in and help us reform what we're doing, even on the business side. So the level of education that's required continues to go up, but we right now we have needs for RNs and certainly primary care physicians and subspecialties.
Is the healthcare system, doctor, ready for the baby boomers? They're all aging out. They're all retiring. This is an influx of a large generation that's going to need a lot of care.
Well, it certainly hasn't been a surprise to anyone that there's this huge, they call it the pig and the python, moving through and getting older and older. People have looked at this and been preparing for it for decades, literally. We know that this is coming. We know it's going to strain the healthcare system, and we know it's going to strain the long-term care system. And you know, programs like the one Kelly described with the health home at Ellis is designed to take care of this kind of an influx of patients. It's not enough. We need to do more, and we need to continually innovate in the healthcare system to be able to take care of this number of people.
We've been speaking with Kelly Valenti, Vice President of Strategic Planning and Program Development at Ellis Medicine. Also, Dr. John Huppertz, the chair of the MBA in Healthcare Management at Union Graduate College. The forum is tomorrow, 5:30 to 7. Doors open at 5 o'clock. It's being held at the atrium of Union Graduate College at 80 Knott Terrace in Schenectady. And more information can be had where, doctor?
Well, you need to call at 518-631-9893. Talk to Dan Christopher.